January 28th, we have four games to go through. Not too much. We had some injury news. There's been some trade stuff flying around. Some interesting, no, some not so interesting. We'll take questions. We should be able to bang through this one in about half an hour. This is the Tuesday post-game show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Got something loud in the blunt, yeah. Don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy. That's all that I need.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at AdamKing91. Find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere, everywhere. You consume fantasy basketball content. We are proudly part of the Old Man Squad at Old Man Squad on Twitter. Four games to get through. Let's jump straight into the action. Actually, let's look at the top 10 players. I forget to do this all the time. Top 10 players. There weren't many players. There were only 87 active players tonight. So some interesting names. Tyrese Maxey sitting alone at the top. Unsurprisingly, Colin Sexton, Dyson Daniels, Jayshon Tate, Gershon Yabusele, Dennis Schroeder, Amen Thompson, Micah Potter, Brandon Pajemski, and Anthony Simons. There's a collection of names I bet we didn't think we'd see on a top 10 list this season. All right, let's get into it all. Click the right button. First game. Oh, and you don't want to see the... Look at that. I rush home and I try to do it quickly and I just end up failing. First game, Lakers at Philly. Bad loss for the Lakers. 118 to 104. We'll start with the Lakers. Anthony Davis played 10 minutes, left due to an abdominal strain, was unable to return. Now, it doesn't sound too bad. LeBron didn't seem too concerned. Yeah, look, we'll wait to hear. I'm hoping maybe it's a game, maybe it's a couple of games. Obviously, with the All-Star break coming up, teams may look like next week especially, I would expect sort of one-game injuries to maybe stretch to three because that gives them then the opportunity to have an extra week off. So start keeping an eye out for injuries that go or recoveries that go a little longer than what we might expect. I don't know if that's going to be the case here. If Anthony Davis doesn't play, they're in trouble. That's pretty obvious. Is there an ad? Oh, look, I guess it's probably Jackson Hayes would have to start at center. Christian Koloko would be the other option. I'm not sure which way they would go. Neither are really solid targets for me. I think it's just going to be more for LeBron. Hachimura might have to do a little bit more, which he didn't do tonight. So we'll wait and see, but fingers crossed this is nothing more than maybe a game, maybe two. We'll see. Austin Reaves was solid enough. Christie was not. We said we can probably move on from him in standard leagues. And no one on the bench. I mean, Connect got hot here, 24 points. He hit five threes. But remember back... 2 months ago, whenever it was that he had two or three games in a row, everyone grabbed him and he's done nothing since. So, yeah, I don't think you need to rush to add him. If Davis misses time, maybe they throw him out there a little bit more and they go small ball, but that's probably clutching at straws a little bit. For the Sixers, I said Tyrese Maxey was the best player of the day. He had 43 points, two steals. Peripherals were not great here, but perfect from the line, efficient from the floor. Obviously has to do this when they're without Paul George and Joel Embiid. Kelly Oubre also had 20 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists. Another nice night for him. Just keep trotting him out there. Yabusele left the game periodically, but came back. 14 points, 4 steals, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. He's a must-roster player as long as Drummond and Embiid are out. We talked about Justin Edwards in the pregame show as being the priority. 7, 4, and 3, 3 steals. It's not bad. It's not great, but I would take that and hold him. I don't think Paul George is going to miss a lot of time here, but they haven't really given us much in the way of clarity regarding his finger injury. It's sort of day to day. That could be a week. It could be this game and nothing more. Ricky Council is the other one we look at when Paul George is out. He had 16, 7 and 2 with two steals. So nice, productive night for him, but only 20 minutes. So I'd still much rather Edwards, who started and played almost 30 minutes. All right, Houston at Atlanta. Houston win 100 to 96. Hawks came back. They made this interesting. Probably had, well, I mean, they had opportunities to win it. DeAndre Hunter had a good look at the to close the game, which would have put them up. Yeah, would have put them up by one. But instead, he missed and they went down the other end. And I think Şengün got a dunk, sealed it. So let's start with Houston. Amen Thompson coming off that career night the night before. Still a really nice line. 11, 5 and 3, three steals, one block. Perfect from the line, which we don't always get. I mean, people are going to compare it to what he did the night before and think, ah, this isn't great, but it's still an amazing fantasy line. And as I said, I think he still had the seventh best line of the night, which they only had, as I said, 87 players playing, but still a really nice performance from him. Dylan Brooks cooled off, unsurprisingly. He still had three threes, nothing else. He's a streamer. He had been playing really well. If you want to give him one more game and then drop if you need to, that's fine. Van Fleet didn't shoot the ball well. Six assists, one steal. This has been a pattern all season. You just have to ride it out, really. There's not much you can do. No Tari Eason here. Cam Whitmore just really couldn't get anything going. 2 points, a steal, six rebounds. It was Jayshon Tate who stepped up. 16 points, four steals, season high, I believe. Didn't miss a shot. Do not fall for this. Tari Eason will be back in the next game. Jayshon Tate, I think he'll be in the rotation, but he's not going to shoot 100% from the field, probably, again, all season. So I wouldn't go chasing this performance unless we get word that Tari Eason is going to miss time, but I don't think that's the case. Let's go to the Hawks. So this was interesting. So Clint Capela was not on the injury report and just didn't play. He just turned up to the game in street clothes. So obviously they knew he wasn't playing, but they just didn't report it, which I thought was a clear breach of the rules. So stay tuned to see if they actually get reprimanded here. Bogdan Bogdanović was just a late scratch for personal reasons. I suppose let that one slide, but the Capela one was just egregious. Like, you know he's out, list him. So I don't know. To me, that's a clear-cut situation where they should be fined. I don't know if they will be fined. But on the positives, Vic Krejci, he played much better in this one. 36 minutes, 13, 5 and 2, two steals, one block, two threes, must roster player. Obviously, no Risacher here helped. He'll be back. It was just a back-to-back situation for him. Muhammad Gay started and had 11 and 7. We're not rostering him, but nice to see him out there scoring, grabbing rebounds, doing his thing. Kongwu. Yeah, this wasn't his best performance, 7 and 6, obviously still a hold. Trae Young returned from his hamstring injury, 21-9 with 8 turnovers. So not fantastic, but still good to have him back on the floor. And Dyson Daniels, 12-10 and 6 with 4 steals and a block. Phenomenal performance from Dyson again. It's almost becoming boring, isn't it, how consistent he's been. DeAndre Hunter had 16 points off the bench coming off his 35, I think, the night before. So he's a good points streamer or points add, I would say. I think he's an add, not a streamer. Larry Nance, he also returned 20 minutes, 6 points, 2 steals, 1 block. Again, hard to get a read here with no Capela. He just basically played the backup minutes to Onyeka Okongwu. So Capela has to come back. where does Nance fit then? There's no word of an injury for Capela. I think they officially ended up listing it as back something, but I'm still not on board with Nance unless Capela is going to miss time. All right, the Bucks and the Blazers. What the hell's going on here? The Blazers get the win, 125-112. I would say, I don't know who the Blazers play next, but I would check the injury report because they might rest everyone. Given that they won this game with a few players out, I would expect them to basically trot out a G League team for the next game. For the Bucks, as I said, a really bad loss. Giannis was very good. Dame, he was okay in his revenge game, 20.6 assists, a steal. Andre Jackson, we're not rostering him. Torian Prince, we're not rostering him. Brook Lopez, I think you feel like he scored 11 points in about 20 games straight. 11 points, 3 rebounds, 1 block. That's pretty much his average. I would say maybe 2 blocks, but that's all you're getting from him. So he is a block specialist in my eyes. Gary Trent had 3 threes. Chris Middleton played, didn't do anything. He was good the night before, terrible here. I don't think he's a must-roster player. If you want to roster him, fine. If he was on my waiver wire, I would be treating him a little bit like a Klay Thompson. I think I've said that. If he fits what you need, sure, but in a lot of situations, no need at all. Okay. The Blazers, the victorious Blazers. Tamani Kamara, a modest performance, let's call it, but still a lot of minutes, has to be rostered. DeAndre Ayton returned from his not knee sprain, 21-14 with a steal and a block. Sell high if you've got him. If you can, one game is going to be tough. If he plays again, as I said though, he could be rested the next game. They might roll out Bryce McGowan's, Chris Murray. Who else have they got down there? Duop Reith, Jabari Walker. Who knows? If he can put another strong performance together, then try and sell him. If you can get him for any top 50 player, go and do it. I doubt you can at this point. Simons had a good game. Denny Avdija had a good game. I feel like Avdija might have a rest game coming up because he's playing too well. Jeremy Grant, so 8 points. 16 minutes, injured his ankle. Great. Hopefully this means it gives the Blazers an actual excuse to not play him, which would, I think, probably bring Shaedon Sharpe back into the starting lineup. He had 17, 5, and 3 with 2 steals off the bench. Scoot had 10, 4, and 6 with a steal in 27 minutes. So that's not, it's not ideal, but it's not bad. I'm not too disappointed in that Scoot performance. I'd like 30 minutes. If Grant misses time, which he almost certainly will, as I said, I think Sharp probably starts, but Scoot might play more. So hopefully this injury to Grant helps both Sharp and Henderson. And the final game of the night, Utah at Golden State. Now, Utah did the job correctly. They lost, resting half of their team. Look at that lineup. Kessler, they ruled out with the shoulder injury again, so he's obviously very tired this time. 13 points, 4 rebounds, 4 blocks. He is a great streamer when Kessler is out. Sensabaugh had 8, 2, and 1. I think he's okay. He's very up and down, basically points only. Micah Potter, I'm not chasing him. Colin Sexton had 30, 2, and 4. He'll probably rest the next game now. Isaiah Collier, 12 and 9. No steals. He is pretty safe, I think, so we roster him. Keontae George had 12, 6 and 6. Didn't shoot the ball well, but that's okay. He actually didn't shoot the ball very often either. I'd be holding him, I think. And then Mikhailuk, Filipowski. Markkanen will come back. Again, really hard to know here who to trust. Collier, George, Collins, I suppose, if he plays. It's pretty tough to know who to trust here. For the Warriors, speaking of hard to trust, Steph Curry was a late scratch with knee injury management. So Andrew Wiggins stepped up, 19 points, 3 assists, 2 blocks, 1 steal. He should be rostered everywhere, obviously. Moses Moody started. He had 15, 4, and 3. Trace Jackson-Davis played 6 minutes. I don't think he got injured. Let me just double check. I didn't see him come up anywhere. Where is he? Yeah, no, no word of an injury. So he was just bad. So we can move on from him. Buddy Hield, no thank you. Schroeder, interesting. Chad's not here, is he? No, Chad's not here. In the Old Man Squad Dynasty League, I actually was involved in a trade last night. So I sent away Bryce Sensabaugh and my first pick in the 2026 draft. So 2 years, not this draft, the next one. I sent Bryce Sensabaugh first pick in 2026, or first round pick in 2026, for James Harden and Dennis Schroeder. I had no interest in Schroeder, really, but he does fit my build in that he gets assists, he hits his free throws, he can get threes, and he's sort of a scoring guard, I suppose. So the trade actually processed a lot quicker than I thought. He was on my team today, so I went, oh, okay, I've got Schroeder. I'll just throw him into my lineup. And he has his best game as a Warrior. So fantastic. 23 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals. 5 threes, perfect from the line. So pretty excited. I will make sure I message I can't even think who I traded with. But I will message them and just point out that Dennis Schroeder had a good game tonight. And Sensabaugh did not. Schroeder is not a must-hold player. So despite this performance, Brandon Podziemski had 20 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. He might be trending towards a hold. He's been probably their most consistent player over the last week. The minutes are up. This is what we thought he'd do to begin the season. So this is not out of nowhere. So I don't mind giving him a look. I'd prefer him over Looney, Santos, Post, Anderson, Hield, Moody, even Schroeder probably, because Steph Curry will come back in and take a lot of that usage off him. So there you go. 4 games. Let's get to some questions. Chad is here. He jumped in. Okay, we'll talk about that in a minute. Alex, a lot of talk about stashes, but how many should you have on your roster? Oh, look, I'd say 2, maybe. It does depend on where you sit in the standings too. If you're at the top, if you're first or second and your team is pretty strong, then you could maybe have another one. But I'd say 1 to 2. I'm generally stashing 1 in most leagues. And have I got 2 in any? I'm not sure. So 1 to 2. Correct, Chad. Jeremy Grant did get injured. Yes, Lone Dez, it is deadline season. We're only a week away. A week and a day, I think. Ernest, is Sharp an ad with Grant out, still hanging on to Tobias Harris? You're a brave man. But looking for an opportunity to pull the trigger and drop him for someone rest of season. So would I drop Tobias Harris for Shaedon Sharpe? Yes, I would. I think Sharpe, injury or not, I think rest of season, he has far more upside than Tobias Harris. Cookie Monster, should you trade Giddy for Vassell? It's probably much of a muchness, I think. In your league, they're both probably, what, top 60, top 70 players, so they're probably more streamers in that. They'll have weeks where they are probably top 50, top 40. Who do we think the Kings trade? Think the Kings trade Foxed and what for? So, okay. Spurs is what we're hearing. Supposedly discussions have been happening in the background for quite a while. The Spurs, well, they're obviously not going to move Wemby. I don't think they're going to move Sohan. Chris Paul, I guess, is an option, but I don't think it'll be Chris Paul. I think it's maybe Stephon Castle is the guy that goes. That I'm I see mixed things from Spurs fans. Some want Fox, some don't. So, yeah, Castle is sort of what we're hearing. Vassell could be another one. I don't know where they stand on Vassell. It's hard to get a read. So they would be the two that I'd look at. And then there might be some trade picks and draft picks and stuff like that. Lowndes has Maxi and SGA on the same team. That's a good, good backcourt. Chad, what is an Adem Bona? That's a good question. Maybe it is when people used to get all tingly in their nether region watching Adam Morrison, or maybe it's they get tingly in their nether regions watching me. Who knows? Let's hope not. Yes, Lowndes, correct. The ghost injuries. That Clint Capela one was just ridiculous. I was watching it and he was just on the sideline, not in gear. Like, well, he hasn't warmed up and then gone and got changed. You knew he wasn't playing. How can you not have him on the injury report? That, as I said, to me, is a clear breach of the rules. Joseph Kim, drop Collier, Tyus Jones, or Cason Wallace for the near future and rest of season. Not Collier. I'd hold Collier. I don't know. I might even hold Wallace over Tyus Jones. I think we might have talked about something similar to this. If you need steals, I'd hold Cason Wallace. If you need assists, I'd hold Tyus Jones. That's probably the difference. Would it be worth trading Gideon Vassell? Van Fleet would be risky, I think. I don't know what he is in your league, but the scoring is so inconsistent. I know he's getting like the other stats, but yeah, it's been pretty rough. In hopes of one of them going to Sacramento. Yeah, I wouldn't be trading based on potential trades yet. Your league must have a lot of trades. I think I was very excited about my one trade I think in like 12 leagues that I'm in, I've taken part in one trade, and I've in the leagues that I commission, I've maybe approved two potentially. Good for Monk, yes. If Fox goes, unless they were to bring back a superstar point guard, then yes, I think it's good for him, and I think it's good for Keon Ellis as well. In theory, we don't know. Again, we're speaking hypothetically here. What have we got? Alex, I find that except for prime LeBron level players, which there aren't many, you can't expect god tier stat lines like Amends in back to back. No, it's rough. Like, it's back to backs are tough, especially when they're different. Like, you're traveling quite a bit. You often don't get in till 4 in the morning or something like that. And I know they're used to staying in bed and getting up late and everything like that. But yes, the fact he was able to still play that well, and he looked fine. Like, there was no sign of fatigue at all. So he just wasn't as aggressive, and he didn't play 40 minutes. Akogi or Keon Ellis for a stash? I'd rather go Ellis, I think. Akogi, I'm just not sure if he's sticking around in Charlotte or if they're moving him. I think Akogi is probably a borderline ad now, but I think Ellis is probably where I'd go with that one. Who to sell him for? And that's regarding Ayton. Like I said, top 50, if you could get it, I doubt you can. Top 70, maybe. If you can't get a top 70, I'd probably just hold him. Hornets are starting silly season, resting him. So he's been ruled out tomorrow, pretty sure. I just want to have a look. Where's the Wednesday games? We must have a few. I think we've got 11 tomorrow. And do remember they play Brooklyn tomorrow, so it is a pure tank off. Yeah, they don't play the next day. They play Saturday and Sunday. So he's probably going to rest one of those as well. So we might only get one more game of Mark Williams this week. And that's tough. I mean, as we've talked about him, he's projected high, and I think he will be really good, but resting is going to happen. The Hornets are falling down. I think they've won 12 games maybe now. So they are down in that bottom echelon of teams. What can you get from in your league? He's a tough one to trade because of the injury history. If you could move him for a top 30 player, I probably would do it. I'd even consider top 40. Per game, he might be better than that, but I think if you look at total value, like I said, they have three more games this week. He might only play in one of them. So, yeah, you have to start weighing up total value against per game value. Should you drop Gafford? Oh, add Gafford, drop Westbrook. Yeah, I'd be okay with that. So Chad is here. Oh, you didn't get an email notification of the trade. Very sneaky, aren't we? We snuck that one in. And I am peak petty. Yes, it was a tough one. Like, my team in that league is interesting. I didn't draft to be competitive this year. I think I'm third at the moment. So I'm sort of in between. I don't know whether to go for it. Obviously, with Harden now, I'm probably going to see how I go. But I do also have LaMelo Ball in that team. So I lost him yesterday, which sort of, that was part of the reason I took the trade, because Harden is a pretty good replacement for LaMelo. So we will see. Kamara or Nick Richards in a 9-cat league? They're a little bit different. I like Kamara if you're looking at across the board. Richards, if you're really just looking for those pure sort of big man stats. So I think Kamara would probably be my preference there, unless it's very specific, I need rebounds and blocks. Castle seems like the obvious move. He does, yes. We're hearing the Spurs. I'm not sure Chris Paul can be part of a big three anymore, but Fox and Wemby together would be a lot of fun. Let's say that. And obviously, Fox is a decent perimeter defender, but defense in Sacramento has been an ongoing issue. Not as much of an issue in San Antonio, because they have Wemby protecting the glass there. And they even have like decent backup defensive centers in Zach Collins and Charles Bassey. I don't mind it. We'll see what happens. Yes, Alex, correct. It would be the shortest lived big three. I don't think Chris Paul could be part of a big three. And Chad wanted to trade me Derek White to fill the void at guard. And I have filled that, yes. He tried to get Brandon Miller off me, and I didn't want to do that. Been pretty glad I didn't. Would be surprised if they end up trading away Keldon and Castle instead of other players. And how relevant would those be on the Sacramento roster? Yeah, look, Castle would be interesting. It would be depend whether they start him or they start Keon Ellis. Malik Monk can handle the ball. I think he's shown that he can play as a point guard. Or I still don't think he's a point guard, but he can facilitate quite well. I don't think they're attached to Keldon at all, so I wouldn't be surprised if they would actively try to shop Keldon. It's just whether anyone wants him. Alex, look at the rumours flying around here in the chat. The Kings want a win now, stay competitive piece. Castle and or Vassell seem likely. Would you try to get whichever gets moved, or does it get upturned by Monk Demar? I think Vassell would be pretty safe. I think I actually wouldn't mind seeing Vassell move, because I really like Vassell, and anyone watching knows that I like Vassell. I feel like he's maybe a bit stagnant in San Antonio. So I wouldn't mind him just moving, just to freshen things up, see how he goes. He's sort of been not pushed to the side in San Antonio, but just all the Wemby talk, everything, it's sort of taken the spotlight off him. He's had some injuries. I feel like in Sacramento, maybe he'd come in and he's this key piece and we're adding Vassell. So I think he might sort of thrive there, but we'll see. We'll see. Find out next week on the Trade Deadline Show. Hini Mini. Haven't heard from Hini Mini for a while. Krejci or Micić to hold? A Krejci. Krejci, yeah, I'm not interested in Micić at all. I know LaMelo has no return timeline, but if you look at the last few games when LaMelo has sat, Micić has not done much. I think he'll start, but even way back when LaMelo missed, what, 2 or 3 weeks or something, Micić was not great. He was borderline rosterable, where I think we saw today Krejci has been playing really well. I think I'd go Krejci there. Would Ellis be better than incoming Spurs? It depends what they want to do here, whether the Spurs slide into the starting role. Again, I've said multiple times, I think Keegan Ellis would be much better coming off the bench. So do you bring Vassell in and start him alongside Malik Monk? Or does Keon Ellis start there? Do they start Vassell at the 3, DeRozan at the 4? There's just so many options that they could do here. Does Keldon Johnson come back? Where does he fit in there? How does that impact Trey Lyles, guys like that? So it's really hard to hypothesize about what might happen there. Who knows? There could be a third team involved here. Bradley Beal, Jimmy Butler, Zach LaVine, these guys are all still strongly rumored to be moved. So we could see a multi-team trade, which would mean maybe they get a player from someone else, from Miami or something. Who knows? We will hear more. We will hear rumors over the next week. But, how many of these rumors actually end up being true? Not many. All right. That will do. I'm going to go and I got my scooter license today, so I want to go and get something from the shops. So I'm waiting for my wife to get home so I can say, do we need anything at all? Let me go for a drive. I'll be back tomorrow, pre-game show. It will be a little bit later because I'm doing the Roto World show with Noah and Raf. I don't know if that's a live show. No idea. I know we're recording at 3 p.m. Eastern. If it's live, watch along. If it's not, check out the video and the podcast and whatever. And then I will do the pregame show following that. But that will do for today. Again, thanks for watching along. Please go and download and like and do all of that stuff. Go and find the Trade Deadline Show and pre-like that. I wonder how many it's up to. Let's have a look. I know Dan wants to get it up to... why is it? Oh, hang on. It's signed into the wrong. How do I switch accounts here? Someone's been playing with my YouTube. Where's Old Man Squad? Trade Deadline Show. How many is he up to? He wants to get up to 750. He's at 671. Righto. So we need 79 more people to go and give that a thumbs up. If you're one of the people that watch me and haven't done that, go and do that. That'd be lovely. Scooter lesson, like a moped or electric. No, so it's a Vespa. It's like a big on-road scooter, like a motorbike, but a scooter, because I couldn't be bothered changing gears and I think scooters are funny. So, and I look pretty weird, a 6'6" guy on a little Vespa. But yes, they are a lot of fun. Anyway, I'm going to get out of here. Watch along tomorrow. Check it out. Download, like, everything. I will be back in the morning. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep post-game show. Until next time, catch ya.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.